Ellen Katz is Connecticut's consumer counsel. She says the cornerstone of the Senate measure is about fixing this problem.
We have this, to me, bizarre paradigm where you pay for something and then you're told the price afterwards.
And so?
The next month's rate and the standard offer rate, that is the rate that you can get from your electric company, either CL&P or UI, will appear on the face of your bill.
The Senate measure would also require suppliers to list the highest and lowest variable rates in the past 12 months, let people switch back to the standard rate from CL&P or UI within 72 hours, and give out a lot more information. The bill now goes to the House with a week left in a legislative session. But John Erlinghauser, Director of Advocacy for the Connecticut AARP, says it's not enough. He says the bill is a good start, but there are other specific measures he'd like to see.
Cap on rates, a disclosure of whether or not there is a cap on their rates, no defaulting to variable rate contracts. We get those things taken care of, eliminate the cancellation fees, and then they have a very, very strong bill.
This is by no means a Connecticut-only problem. Ellen Katz says her counterparts along the East Coast, from Washington to Maine, are discussing these issues as well. Alan Yu, WNPR News.